Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
Hey, I'm Jackie. How's everybody doing?
What up, homies?
Homies are good, is what I hear. It's the word on the street.
My homies.
That's what they all told me. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. It feels weird recording right now. We've like had different recording days this week.
I know. We've been a little sporadic, honestly, recently, not just like...
Yeah.
Like, so we kind of bundled up in December and then...
Took some time off.
And then in November, we did a couple where we recorded on off days too.
Yeah.
I don't remember why, but anyway.
But we're back. We're here.
Back in the saddle.
What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. Just kind of a hectic day that honestly leads into my goal, so I can just jump right into that.
Go for it.
I've been worried about my dog, Hodor. He's been... Just having, like, some, like, labored breathing and just being real gentle and, like, timid when he gets up and on and off the bed, which is not like him. He's a big dog and he's an older dog, but when the vet saw him, they remarked how young his joints and everything are, so it was really kind of concerning that he's acting that way. Anyway, so he went to the vet and it turns out he has some muscle pain in his back. So my goal is to keep him on a leash so he can't chase my animal friends out in the nook. Mm-hmm. And just kind of help his back heal. So that's my goal, is take care of Hodor.
Poor Hodor.
I know.
Got his back pain. He's an old man.
I feel it.
Why didn't you just ask him what was wrong? Well, I'll just jump into mine because mine is similar as far as the object of the goal.
Okay.
My pug.
Uh-huh.
Pugga. Mr. Pugga, if you would. He has a fucking nasty-ass growth in his ear. Dude. I can't even explain how gross this is. You've seen it.
Yeah.
It's fucking nasty.
Poor guy.
And it smells really bad. Mm-hmm. So I took him to the vet, like, months ago for it, and they gave me, like, stuff for an infection, but said there was a little growth, like some tissue, but I have to go to OSU vet.
Yeah.
Because my small-town vet can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is to get him in there and get this fucking thing out of his ear because it's disgusting.
Poor guy. Well, let's take care of our dogs this week.
Yeah.
That's our
It's goal. Hard. Dogs yeah. are like hard to take care of sometimes.
I know. Because they, I don't know if you guys know this, they can't talk.
What?
That's why I didn't ask Hodor what was wrong.
Oh.
And Pugga can't hear.
He can't hear.
Poor guy.
And Stash can't see.
I know. Poor Buckley is going blind.
Our dogs are falling apart.
Our dogs need therapy dogs.
I know. Oh my God. Is that a thing? Do any dogs have therapy dogs?
I mean.
Like, for real.
I've seen dogs with seeing eye dogs. Have you not seen that?
A dog with a seeing eye dog?
Yeah.
No, but yeah. I need to see that now.
It's really sweet. It's the one dog that's blind had, I believe it was born without eyes, like some sort of genetic thing.
Okay.
And yeah, it has a seeing eye dog. Like, so they are like connected, like leashes connected. And yeah.
Why can't we get Stash one?
He doesn't need one.
For those of you that don't know, Jackie's dog has no eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Lost his eyeballs though.
Yeah. Can't find them.
In the war. But that would have been so cute to have a little eye dog, a seeing eye dog for him.
I'm his seeing eye dog.
Babies.
I know.
Dogs, yeah. Love them, but man. They're a lot. You guys got dogs out there?
Yeah, send us your pets.
See our episode, dog or cat.
Yeah.
Cat or dog. One of the two.
It's, you know, whatever. It's really which you'd rather.
It's true.
Be familiar with our concept? So what are we doing this week?
Well, speaking of our concept, let's have some fun.
Yeah. I like fun.
Let's just jump into it. Okay. Jackie, would you rather Marvel or DC?
Ooh. Let's discuss.
Yay!
Yeah.
All right. So let's start with Marvel.
Okay.
What you got for a pro?
Well, this pro is something that I put in here for you.
For me?
Yeah. They're owned by Disney.
That's one of mine, too. Yes, they are owned by Disney, which makes it great when you have Disney Plus to catch up on all your shit. So
yeah.
That's one of mine. The characters are just great, I feel, in Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to DC when we get there, but sure. Like, I just love so many of the characters in Marvel.
Yeah.
I mean, Iron Man? RDJ? Anybody?
Yeah.
He's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and so you're talking about their characters. One of my pros is that they've done a lot for marginalized communities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for example, we have Miles Morales. We have a Black Spider-Man. We have Kamala Khan, who is Miss Marvel, and she's Muslim, you know, and then obviously the symbolism behind the mutants and the X-Men and just all of that. I feel like they've done so much for, you know, people that maybe don't have a voice in media, whether it's comic books or movies or TV shows. I feel like they really speak to those that need a voice.
Very good one. That's a nice one. Just the connection between all the movies and the TV shows, like everything has a connection. Like it just flows storyline to storyline and gives you little clues for the next one. And it's just a whole, it's togetherness, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess my pro kind of goes to what you already said. I had listed, in my opinion, that Marvel, as opposed to DC, pulls larger star names for their movies. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and they are more popular. They're more popular in the theaters. Mm-hmm. They make more money. They're a little bigger. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I also put Stan Lee cameos.
I put Stan Lee in here, too. Just
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
You know, I guess one person can make a difference. Enough said.
Yeah, very cool. Also, the characters join each other in the movies, whereas DC sometimes is usually just a singular, like a movie just about one character. They have some tie-ins now, later, but like it usually is just a singular movie, whereas, you know, we have the Avengers where they're all together.
Right. And
so I just think that's cool that they join each other. And then they have their singular stuff too, but they always like have like a connection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and the other thing that's really cool about that is that, you know, Marvel is their own studio. And by having that, I don't even want to say creative freedom, but by having that creative license, you know, they really stay truer to their origin stories and to the comics, and because the movies are made by Marvel.
Yeah. They do a lot of funny humor with the seriousness, where DC's a little darker. So like Guardians of the Galaxy is fucking so much. I mean, there's humor in all Marvel movies, but I just love that they do that because there's serious things going on, but they can incorporate some funny stuff too.
Definitely.
Another good example of that is Deadpool.
Oh, for sure.
It's so fucking funny.
It's really funny.
You know, it's got my boy Ryan Reynolds in it.
Oh, that Ryan.
I have two boys, Ryans.
I mean,
two Ryans in my life.
That either makes it really easy or confuses things. Yeah. That's up for you to decide.
Yeah. But I love Deadpool.
Yeah, it's really funny. Mm-hmm. It's really funny. And then I like how they, like, there's just a lot of like cameos and like split second characters that are in there. And
yeah,
who was it? Is it Brad Pitt that's the one character that's in there for like literally 5 minutes of the whole movie?
Oh, yeah.
I think it is.
But yeah.
Anyway, so.
Marvel's funny.
Indeed. They also have a really strong production team. Not so much Jon Favreau now, but, you know, he was definitely a big part during the Iron Man movies.
Yeah.
But Kevin Feige is like King Marvel.
I'm Queen Marvel.
Okay.
Not really.
What else?
They have a lot more movies. So there's a lot more out there to see if you want to get into it than DC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just have two left.
I think I'm done because we already said TV series tie in with the movies.
Okay.
So that's one.
I have that Marvel's really they have a real Cinderella story because they went bankrupt in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then that will actually play into some of my cons here in a moment. But they were able to come back from that. You know, very few people are able to come back better from having gone bankrupt.
That's true. Well, now that Disney owns them, they're good.
Yeah.
Disney owns everything.
Yeah.
But that's another pro with Disney. If you're a Disney fan, like I am, when you go to the parks, you can do Disney stuff. Like Disneyland is doing Avengers Campus. Mm-hmm. They have a Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which is so fun. That I did when I went there. But yeah, so, you know, not just the movies and TV, but you can have some fun with the Marvels.
Yeah. Well, my last pro is just, I feel like what started my love for Marvel when I was a kid. Howard the Duck.
That's Marvel?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I used to fucking love that movie.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's Marvel. So,
I've watched a movie so many times. Yeah. I had no clue.
Really wildly inappropriate for a kid to be watching, you know, Leah Thompson having sex with a duck. What?
Dude, how did I forget about that?
Yeah, so.
She had sex with a duck?
Yeah, they were a romantic couple.
Howard the fuck? Well, how did I not remember that? I need to watch it again.
Yeah, it's a good one. But, yeah. Cons?
Well, there is some cons.
Mm-hmm.
My first one is, if you're a Marvel fan, well, you're in it. And you stay in it. And it's an investment. Like, you can't miss a movie or even a TV show because you're going to miss crucial information that ties into something else. Like, you might miss really important things. Mm-hmm. So, it's an investment. Like, it's time.
Well, my number one con was I have never cried so much in my life.
That's in mine, too. You get too invested in characters, and which leads me to, spoiler alert, close this off if you don't want to hear this, but Iron Man died. Tony Stark died. He died. Mm-hmm. He died.
Yeah.
Why?
I cry every time I see that scene.
I know. Every time.
Like, there will be times where I'll just be passing through the living room and that scene is on, Steve's watching it, and I just seeing it, I start crying. Well,
you and I cried in Spider-Man the other night. Hard.
Yeah. Oh, I cried the second time I saw it, too.
Yeah, that's definitely a con.
Well, you know what? Let's just keep going with that. Stan Lee is dead. I know I had him as a pro. I loved his cameos in the movies. You know, but he's a creative genius, but he's
dead. Mm-hmm. He and Tony Stark just out there being dead.
I don't like it.
No, I know. I put can be overwhelming, but I think that was just what I was talking about before with, like, the, you know, when you have so many.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I would watch a few here and there, but I didn't get really invested till, I don't know, a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And I had Steve, Jackie's husband, give me a list, like, of all the movies in order, the way you're supposed to watch them, so I could do it right. And, like, it was overwhelming, but now I'm all caught up and I'm good. But,
yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, and that can be another con, depending on your point of view, is the movies, you know, came out in the order that they came out, but for story timeline, you should watch them in a different order. So certain things happen before or after things. And, you know, especially end credit scenes now give things away. And
That's so end credits are, I think, a pro or con. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, you miss it. So real Marvel fans know you sit there in the movie theater until all the credits are finished. Mm-hmm. And some people don't. Yeah. It always amazes me when I'm at the movies and people get up. I'm like, where the fuck are you going? Don't you know? And you miss something, like a clue for the next movie or whatever. So I don't have much else.
I have several more. Okay. One I just put, and this honestly could go for any movie you watch whatsoever, whether it is a Marvel movie or and not just movies. I know we keep speaking of the movies, but comic book stories, you know, spoilers are such a terrible con.
And I never thought about spoilers.
They're everywhere. Once the movie comes out, if you haven't seen it, you have to be really careful. And that goes to another con I had, which is honestly kind of one you already said about how
I touch base on that one?
Yeah, please go ahead.
I don't want you to go into the next one until I can comment. No, that's a big one. When Endgame came out and I was on vacation and remember I couldn't see it. And so I didn't want to hear anything about it. And I was like, the day I got back from vacation, literally that day, flew in. I was like, Avery, do you want to go to the movies with me?
Because
I need to see it now. And so I was like, yes, I made it. I got here without hearing anything about it. And then Avery's like, Mom, who's your favorite Avenger anyway? And I was like, Iron Man. And she went, oh. And I was like, what?
I forgot about that.
She's like, what? Nothing. I'm like, oh my God, Avery, are you freaking kidding me? Like, I went all...
Avoided everything.
Didn't get on social media. And my daughter spoils it. I still wasn't
in the theater.
Sure, but I was pretty, like, I knew something bad was going to happen. So I was like, so pissed.
That sucks.
So yeah, that's a huge one. I can't believe I didn't have that in my list.
Well, honestly, the con that I was about to say plays into what you just said.
Okay.
you got to plan around the movie releases.
Yes.
Like, you know, you, it's a, they're holidays here in my house. So we make plans around that. Like, oh, sorry, we can't go to your wedding. Endgame's coming out. Like, you know, so.
She skipped my wedding.
Yeah.
And my divorce. And then my wedding again.
Uh-huh. And then the other divorce.
And then the other divorce.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah. That's today. Anyway, yeah. I love that, though, because now that I'm in the Marvel family with you guys, Steve always just buys me a ticket automatically. Right. He doesn't even – and he'll send me a list, like, here's the dates for the movies coming up. So I put them in my calendar, and he just buys me a ticket.
Yeah.
Like, it's just automatic. I go now.
Well, speaking of Steve – one of my cons is my husband loves Marvel more than he loves me.
This is true.
No.
I can't even argue with you.
There's
What I love, though, is, like, Steve, he knows so much about it, like, because he reads the comics, too. It's not just movie buffs, like,
oh, I can't like wait for him to listen to this episode and just be like, wrong, wrong.
I know. Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that'll be like... like, real... like, I'm a novice fan, is that the word I should use? I love the movies and the shows, but I don't know anything about the comics, but I really like to hear Steve's take sometimes where he'll be like, yep, that, you know, that goes along with the comic or that didn't, or this is like, there's so much insider information.
Yeah.
Like same with Star Wars stuff. Like, I don't know all the, I know we're not talking about Star Wars, but stay tuned for another episode on that. But yeah. Steve, what up?
I have just two left.
Okay.
And my last one will actually then tie into our next topic. So. I would say, my opinion, one of their biggest cons is that they don't have the movie rights to their most famous character. Sony owns Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And that is the result of them going bankrupt in the 90s. They sold the rights to Sony. But so
I did read that.
Yeah, like they don't own the rights. That's bonger zone to me.
But they've allowed Spider-Man now to be in the movie, like in the Avenger, like with the other characters, because before it wasn't. Spider-Man was like separate movies on their own.
And then another character that they didn't own the rights to was Wolverine, which is why you don't see him. And, you know, that's why he wasn't in Deadpool, we talked about earlier. But, you know, Deadpool's a character created from the Wolverine storyline, but Fox owns the rights to Wolverine. So... that's a huge fucking con.
Well, what did the Fox say?
The Fox said, Disney owns me now.
Oh, that's right.
So there is hope for Wolverine to make a re...
Why am I singing Glycerine from fucking...
Bush.
Bush, except saying Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Anyway.
Don't let the claws go by. But,
How do the claws sound?
There's no laws.
No, how does his...
Oh, I thought you were making a, like, no laws with the claws. No. Snicked.
Yeah, but I need you to be like,
snicked.
There you go.
But yeah, now that Disney owns Fox, so there might be a reappearance of Wolverine, you know, claws crossed. But, you know, I have a special place in my heart for Wolverine. That's who we named my son after.
Yeah, her son's name is Wolverine.
Yeah, middle name, Weapon X. You know, so.
Logan.
Anyway.
Very cool.
My last con.
Y'all.
This is a big one.
Okay.
Many Marvel characters are just direct, straight-up DC character ripoffs. So Ant-Man is a direct carbon copy of DC's Atom, A-T-O-M. Thanos is a direct copy of Darkseid.
Yeah.
Vision is a copy of some red dude. I took really good notes.
Red dude.
I feel like I want to say he was like the Red Tornado or Red Thunder. Someone out there is losing their mind right now.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, Marvel or DC? DC's my favorite. And they're just hearing me butcher this. And,
you know, Red Dude.
Red Dude. We're going to get so much hate mail.
Green Dude that gets real mad at shit.
Yeah. Oh, they say that Hulk is a ripoff of a character too.
No.
But he, I don't.
Hulk is Hulk.
I asked Steve and Steve said he doesn't really think that that's.
I didn't write that down. Again. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've already admitted I'm a huge Marvel fan, so I don't really know the DC characters as well, but I didn't realize that. Come on, Marvel, what up?
Well, so shall we move on to DC?
Let's go to DC.
Okay.
Pros.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like, she's really badass. Paved the way for some badass women.
True.
Yeah.
Well, and I kind of tied that in with just, they have some iconic characters like Batman and Superman. Like, if you talk to a little kid, and maybe not nowadays, but maybe.
Yeah.
If, you know, like, name a superhero, whatever, mm-hmm. like, not Spider-Man. That's who I would say. No. Superman is just, like, the classic with the cape and the, you know, that's, you think of Superman with superhero.
Yeah.
So, they're just iconic characters.
Well, and kind of going on with you saying that, is I put that movies, like the Superman movies and the Batman movies, you know, they paved the way for comic book movies, which then Marvel came in and just blazed that trail. Yeah. But I really do feel like that's due largely in part to the DC movies of the 80s and early 90s.
I agree. Well, talking about iconic, I feel like DC has more iconic villains than Marvel. Like Marvel, I think of more the heroes, but DC, I mean, the Joker, Lex Luthor,
right?
Penguin, who else? Like,
right?
Those guys. I just feel like they're more iconic.
Yeah,
I keep saying iconic, but iconic.
Well, I had villains. I had Heath Ledger as the Joker as one of mine.
R.I.P.s.
Harvey Dent. There's a bad guy for you. Two-Face.
Oh, yeah. Two-Face.
Who else? The Riddler.
Yes.
Aquaman?
Wait, he's not a villain,
Enigma.
Is he?
Enigma on the TV show Gotham was my cousin.
Someone said something about Aquaman.
I think that deserves a little bit more.
Oh, sorry. Say that again.
The character Enigma in the Gotham TV show is my cousin.
Oh, yeah. What? Wait, what?
Let me circle back. Say that again.
That's a little inside joke.
Yeah.
From the average AF. So, no, someone made a comment about Aquaman. Where did I read that? It doesn't matter. I read something, how DC characters aren't as cool as Marvel. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Aquaman rides a seahorse. I need to say nothing else.
Right. Speaking of, Aquaman is now single, if anyone out there is interested. Let me know, and I will get you Jason Momoa's phone number.
Oh, you got that on speed dial? Mm-hmm. The speed dial still a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is.
Well, speaking of bad guys,
yeah,
I have that Superman and Batman were widely known for disabling bad guys and not killing them.
Oh.
So I think that's, you know.
They're nice bad guys. They're nice bad guys. They're nice bad guys. They're nice. You know what? Fuck it. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Good job for no killings.
We'll see.
Killing is bad.
Yeah.
Unlike Marvel, where I said it's an investment and you have to watch this movie, then goes into this, it's easier to watch DC because you can watch them singularly and be okay and whatever, because they're not all connected. Now, they are starting to do a little more with that, but for most part, like the TV shows don't have anything to do with the movie franchise. Now they do, but they used to not.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
In the beginning, you could watch, and they had, like, the characters on the TV shows weren't the same in the movies.
Yeah, okay.
You know what
I mean? Yeah, yeah. I'm with you now.
So they weren't connected like that.
Okay. Yeah. DC's been around longer, I think. I'm pretty sure DC is an older comic book, because Marvel wasn't always Marvel. They were called something else first.
I wasn't sure about that, because I knew, like, Batman and Superman have been around forever, but I didn't know, because I feel like Spider-Man has too, right? But I didn't know when.
Right.
Like I was saying with Marvel, how the Avengers, now they're all together, so now they have Justice League, Suicide Squad, stuff like that, where they are starting to do more. So they're copying Marvel now. Talking about ripoffs. Wait, we're on pros. It's good. It's good that they're doing that. But they have, like, those groups of movies and shit.
I have one that I'm realizing now is pretty much something you already said.
Oh.
But I just put that Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman are arguably the most recognizable superheroes, which is kind of what you already said.
Yeah.
I just think, especially if we're saying just, like, worldwide, that's... I mean, I kind of think about, like, Superman as the comic book hero. Like, you know?
No, exactly. I remember being a little girl and having the Wonder Roos.
Do you
remember those? Not bras.
Underwear?
Underwear and, yeah, like, little tanks. I had, mm-hmm, like, a Wonder Woman one, yeah, that used to go around the house. And there's a story I'm not going to tell on air, but I'll tell you later about a story when I was wearing those once. Who's curious? Who wants to know about my underwear story when I was 5?
Hey, look, we are talking about doing a Patreon coming up pretty soon.
See, I could tell that story.
Yeah. There. What do you guys think? Do you want us to do a Patreon? Let us
know. It sounds like this is really, like, perverted or bad, because I was, like, 5 years old. It's not perverted or bad.
I'm assuming it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just have one pro left.
Okay. I don't have any left.
Arguably, my best Halloween character of all time was when I was the Joker.
Yeah, you won the costume contest at my party.
Uh-huh.
That was really good. You did awesome.
Handmade costume, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I think made it look more authentic.
It was perfect. So. We should post that picture.
Yeah.
On our socials.
Okay.
But let's talk about some cons of DC.
Okay.
What you got?
So, I feel, and when I said this to Steve, he kind of, I don't want to say got mad. That's not the right thing to say. But he was like, he told me I was wrong.
Oh.
So I said that their movies are considered campier. So like Suicide Squad. And he was like, Steve kind of got, was like, no, they aren't. And I said, okay, well, let me rephrase this and say that some of the campiness in the movies, in my opinion, that is intentional is reads as accidental to critics. So when people talk about parts of like Suicide Squad being cheesy,
yeah,
like it's supposed to be,
right?
But I feel like it often gets a bad rap where people say it's not, that it's cheesy or it's corny, but it's supposed to be, like,
right? I can see what you're saying, yeah, on that. But a lot of them are darker, not, yeah, as much humor, like as in
Dark Knight Rises,
yeah, like dark.
Mm-hmm.
You don't laugh as much.
Right. Yeah. They have a more serious,
yeah,
tone. There's not as much levity.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have?
A lot of the, like we already talked about, the TV series aren't connected. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't remember now because I don't know. I'm sorry, DC fans out there. But there's some movie where the character's not the same in the TV show as the movie. And people were like, didn't like that. The Flash? Is that something? Is that a TV show?
So, I don't know. No, it is. Flash is a TV show.
Arrow? No.
Arrow's a TV show, too. So Barry is the Flash. That's his name. Are you saying that he's not the same person?
No. So he's not the same character as in the movie. So, you know, like the TV show on Disney Plus, Loki, it's Loki. It's not like a different actor playing Loki. It's a different actor.
Yeah, I'm with
in
you.
In the show.
Yes, it is.
So I get that's.
Yeah.
That's
so the guy that plays Flash in like the Justice League and all that is not the same guy that, yes, is in.
So that's what
Arrow.
I'm saying. But, you know, it's. Mm-hmm. That could be a con if you, like, are so into it and you're like, wait, that's not The Flash.
Right. Yeah.
Or whatever.
There is no DC movie studio, so the films are left up to corporate interpretation. So,
yeah,
I think that's a big con. I mean, and look at the Snyder Cut. It's like a 4-hour movie, and it's just like a completely different movie depending on which version you're watching.
Oh, I don't know that one, but
The Snyder Cut of the Justice League is like a completely different movie from Josh Whedon's version. And basically, I think what happened, oh God, I don't want to say this and be wrong, but I think Zack Snyder's daughter died. And so he stepped away from the project and Josh Whedon took over. But it's like a 2 totally different stories. Oh. So like people largely hated Josh Whedon's version and loved the Snyder Cut. However, the Snyder Cut is like 4 hours long. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But it just goes to so like where I was saying, there's no DC movie studio. So these are just 2 different interpretations that don't have to necessarily stay close to the source material because it's just this one director's take on it. And then this other director's take, and it's the same movie, but it's not.
Damn.
So
that's okay. Wow. Yeah. I'm learning stuff. I already kind of said this with the Marvel, but the movies aren't as successful.
Yeah.
So
I literally
Marvel's got them on that.
Yeah. I just have one left.
Go ahead. I'm done pretty much. So we've kind of touched base on the other one I said. So go ahead.
So DC has restarted their comics several times and just like basically rewritten everyone's character and storyline and everything, which if you want to look at it could be a pro in that they kind of started the whole multiverse thing, but that wasn't the intent of it. They just basically went back to the drawing board and just clean slate.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But like redid their.
Everything. Just basically started over as if the previous comics didn't exist.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. And they've done it several times.
But like, why?
I don't know. Hang on. Mr. Momoa.
I was going to say, you calling Jason?
Uh-huh. Do you remember when I told you we were going to the movie? You said something, and I texted you back, and I said, oh, we're on our way to the movie. And you said, what are you seeing? And I said, the Jason Momoa show. And you said, yeah, I figured.
I figured. Yeah, I don't like that. I guess that's why it's on your cons list.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they did that, but, you know, I'm not into the comics, so I don't know. But that just seems wrong to me.
Yeah.
We're just staring at each other like,
okay,
what?
Well, are you done?
I am done.
Okay.
Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather Marvel or DC?
Marvel all day, every day, all night, all year long.
I mean, that's what the life is, so yeah. Obviously me too.
Yeah.
I knew what we'd pick going in, sure. But it was still fun to talk about because, you know. And nothing against DC.
I go and see all the DC movies, and I've seen several of the shows. Steve's watched all of them. We are equal opportunity comic fans here, but we do prefer Marvel.
Yeah. And it's like, and that's good because some people are just like one or the other, like don't even get DC near me or Marvel, whatever. But I mean, they're all entertaining and good, but yeah, I just prefer Marvel.
Me too.
I just love those dudes.
Same.
All of them.
Same.
All the dudes and the dudettes. Well, yes. Let's do our surprises then, shall we?
All right.
Hulk smash.
Okay.
We should have done like Hulk, or not Hulk. Just let's do it.
Okay.
Well, you
smashed. Superman cape.
Superman cake. Cape on my,
Hulk smash.
No, what's Thor's hammer?
Mjolnir.
Yeah, Mjolnir.
Yeah. All right, Emily.
Yeah.
Would you rather be able to fly, but in order to take off, you have to fart?
What the fuck?
Or,
that's so random.
Or be able to tell if someone's telling you a lie, but only if you insult them first.
Oh. Hmm. Is it a loud fart?
Well, yeah, it's got to propel you up into the air.
I'm picking that because I'll just fly when no one's around. I don't want to insult people. That's rude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously going to pick the fart and fly.
Fart and fly.
Yeah. Farty McFly.
Oh, God. What the fuck? That was so random. All right, Jackie.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a chin like Thanos? Or be green like the Hulk.
Mm. Now, when you say green like the Hulk, do you mean
Hulk green?
I mean, all the time
green?
Okay. So yeah, not green like him, like when he gets mad.
No, you're just green.
Always green.
You're always Hulk green.
Is the chin purple?
Yeah, it's Thanos' chin.
Okay. I'm going to go all green.
I mean, you know what? We can do your skin. It's just the shape and the look of his.
So it's a ball sack chin.
Or green.
Yeah, I gotta go green over scrope.
Okay. I mean, I've heard it's not easy being green. But. Wow. Didn't know you'd laugh that hard.
So sorry.
But, you know. I could just say it's like, you know, I'm really investing in our podcast and I want to like really match it, the greener grass.
Smart.
So, I'm going to, and green's like my favorite color.
Perfect.
So I'm going green. I don't want fucking Thanos' chin.
Yeah.
You guys seen that?
Yeah.
Sorry, Thanos, if you're listening, but.
I'm also feeling like when I'm picturing it, I'm like, okay, well, green, I'm just all over green, but Thanos' chin, not just the look of it, but I'm assuming it's enormous
it's huge,
too.
Yeah. Right? You got this huge fucking.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Chinny chin chin.
No, thank you.
All right.
Okay, so we're green farters. We're farters.
I think we are.
Okay, well, guys, thank you so much for bearing with our ignorance and enthusiasm.
You know, I think we did really well.
I do too. I do too.
I do.
It was fun. So thanks for sticking it out. Please vote, which you would rather. Yeah. If you are listening on Spotify, you can pick DC or Marvel. Mm-hmm. If you're not, you can leave us comments on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Send us a Snapchat. Send us a text. Listen, I'm not above begging. Please send us a text or a voicemail. It has been so long.
I know. What the fuck?
Don't you guys want to hear someone else's voice besides ours?
Yeah. Don't you love us anymore?
Yeah. It's starting to take this personally. Anyway, if you check out the show notes, wherever you listen, if it's on Apple Podcast or if you are listening on Google Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere, check out the show notes for a link to all of our social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, like everywhere. And hit us up.
Hit us up. Play us.
Yeah.
And check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Do you like podcasts?
Sure you do.
Do you know how you can support your favorite podcast?
Well, have you heard of Patreon?
No. Tell me more.
Stay tuned. More details to follow.
Ooh, let's discuss.
I love you 3,000.